Now some news from the world of sports. And before the men's NCAA basketball tournament began, I'd wager you could not find anyone who would predict that the 11th-seeded Loyola Chicago Ramblers would be in the Final Four, while the perennial powerhouse and number 2-seeded Duke Blue Devils would not. But brackets are immune to prediction, reputation, or odds, and that's where we stand today with a Final Four that makes about three-quarters worth of sense. It was Duke's misfortune to face number 1, Kansas, last night in an Elite Eight matchup that lived up to the hype, the two squads needing overtime to decide things in the Jayhawks' favor, 85-81. And it's fair to say that Kansas is still standing thanks to one player, Malik Newman, who scored all of the Jayhawks' 13 points in overtime. The rest of the Final Four features Villanova, Michigan, and that Hail Mary team for the ages, Loyola Chicago Ramblers. In the women's bracket, Mississippi State is back in the Final Four for the second consecutive year after an 89-73 rout of UCLA, backed by a dominating double-double turned in by Tierra McCown, who scored 23 points and added 21 rebounds in the win. Number 1 Louisville also advances after a win over Oregon State. The rest of the field will be decided tonight when UConn and South Carolina tip off and Notre Dame goes up against the Oregon Ducks. To the NHL, and welcome back, Bergeron. The Boston Bruins saw the return of their best overall player last night in Minnesota as they took on the Wild. Patrice Bergeron rejoins the black and gold for the first time in more than 2 weeks, the time it took to heal from a small fracture in his foot. And number 37 admitted to some rust in his game while still recording an assist in Boston's 2-1 overtime win. That overtime win came in part thanks to another player back from injury, albeit one who had only missed a few games compared with Bergeron's 10 missed contests. Defenseman Torrey Krug was back behind the blue line, and in overtime he banked a billiard shot pass off the boards to a streaking Brad Marchand, who got a step on Minnesota defenseman Matt Dumba and then rifled a wrist shot into the top corner of the net over the shoulder of goalie Alex Stalock for the game winner. Marchand has made scoring overtime winners a specialty this season. He has now got 5 overtime winners this season and already owns the record for most overtime regular season goals in Bruins franchise history since the NHL introduced the regular season extra frame in 1981. Other star of this one was Tuukka Rask, who finished with 24 saves for Boston. Many of those were of the spectacular variety in the first period when the Wild were storming the Boston net. There are 9 more regular season games left before the postseason starts, and the Bruins are still hoping that 4 other key players, defensemen Charlie McAvoy, Zdeno Chara, and forwards Rick Nash and Jake DeBrusk, can recover from their injuries and be playoff ready. In the meantime, though, the Bruins are still finding ways to win. They sit just 2 points behind first-place Tampa Bay, with 2 games left against the Lightning and a game in hand. Now, the Boston Celtics and Sacramento Kings over in the NBA made a statement before last night's game in the California capital city. Players from both teams wore black shirts during the pregame warm-up with the name Stephon Clark on them, along with the message, "Accountability, we are one." Clark is the young African-American who was shot to death recently in his grandmother's backyard by Sacramento police, who learned after shooting him at least 20 times that he was holding a cell phone with no sign of a weapon on him. Now, following that powerful display of unity, the two teams took to the court, and the Celtics resumed adjusting to game life without their best player, Kyrie Irving. It's a situation they hope doesn't stretch too far into their playoff run, and part of that adjustment is letting young players step up and thrive in Kyrie's absence. One of those young players is Terry Rozier, who turned in a career performance last night, scoring 33 points and nearly tying a franchise record for most three-pointers made in a game, hitting 8 times from beyond the arc in Boston's 104-93 win. Those 8 long-distance buckets left him just 1 shy of the Celtics' single-game record of 9 three-pointers shared by Isaiah Thomas and Antoine Walker. Celtics were also thrilled to have youngster Jaylen Brown back on the court after missing 2 weeks with concussion symptoms. He had as good a return as you could hope for with 19 points in the game. Irving's balky knee will have him on the shelf for at least 3 weeks, possibly twice that long, and the Celtics will hope for more step-up games like Rozier and Brown turned in last night as they try to catch the Toronto Raptors for first place in the Eastern Conference. They currently hold a 3.5-game lead over Boston for first place. Finally, the Formula One racing season started this weekend in Melbourne, Australia. Defending world champ Lewis Hamilton set the fastest lap in qualifying and led the race until he was passed by Sebastian Vettel at the finish.